Adam Canfield of The Slash by Michael Weinrip. For years, Adam Canfield has been the number one star reporter for the Harris Elementary / Middle School paper, The Slash. Nowadays, he's also the most over-programmed kid in America. Gladiator Quiz Bowl, jazz band, statewide test prep class. He's always running somewhere, and 9 times out of 10, running late. When does a guy get time to just shoot some baskets anymore? Then his friend Jennifer talks him into being co-editor of The Slash.
"What's your name, kid?" Adam asked. It was Phoebe. Adam wasn't surprised. She looked like a Phoebe, a real moochie pie type. "Look," he said, trying to let a third grader down easy, "let's put that idea on hold. Eddie the janitor is what we in the news biz call an evergreen. You might want to write that word in your notebook. E-V-E-R-G-R-E-E-N. Did I go too fast? It's a feature story that can run any time. If we're having a slow month trying to fill the paper, Eddie the janitor might be great. It could go on the back page, maybe with a small headshot. But this is the first issue of the year. We want to, you know, kick a little butt." Instantly, a sofa full of large middle school boys began swaying and chanting, "Kick a little butt! Get down tonight! Kick a little butt! Get down tonight!" Adam acknowledged his audience. Then he motioned for quiet. "Here's my idea," he said. "We create a spotlight team to investigate the cafeteria food." Room 306 lit up like the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center the day after Thanksgiving. "We could find out why the hot dogs are green," said a boy. "We could drop them out a third-floor window, see how high they bounce," said another. "Rubber! Rubber! Rubber!" chanted the boys, flopping around on the sofa like green hot dogs.
Between supervising know-it-all cub reporters and arguing with Principal Maris about which articles will propel the good ship Harris forward, Adam worries he might lose it altogether. But then a third grader delivers a scoop bigger than any of Adam's career, and only Adam can dig deep enough to crack through a cover-up that will rock the very foundations of Harris itself. From Pulitzer Prize-winning New York Times columnist Michael Weinrip, here is a first novel that delivers the rush of the newsroom, the adrenaline of a reporter on the trail of a hot story, and some keen insights into human nature, all with a lot of laughs.
"Well now, honey,"
said the woman,
"what you're asking for is an interpretation of the law. Am I right?"
Adam said he guessed so.
"I am so sorry, but I'm not authorized to do interpretations,"
she said.
"You'll have to speak to the Herbs, honey."
Adam asked when to call back.
"Hard to say,"
said the woman.
"The Herbs, they work 8 to 4, but they don't keep a fixed schedule. They're in, they're out. As the Herbs say, code enforcement is not 40 hours behind a desk. They're constantly rushing out to investigate fresh zoning violations."
"Could I leave a message?" asked Adam.
"You could,"
said the woman.
"But the Herbs are terrible about returning calls."
"Well, when's good to call back?" asked Adam.
"Best time to get the Herbs is morning,"
she said,
"before they go out."
"About 8 o'clock? Adam asked.
"Normally that would be good,"
said the woman.
"Problem is, it's my job to answer the phone, and I get in at 9.
"So the only time to call," said Adam, "is when no one answers the phone?"
"I didn't say that, honey,"
the woman said.
"The Herbs will pick up when I'm not here, if you catch them in a good mood."
Adam was getting the hang of this. He had a hunch you could never catch the Herbs in a good mood, and said so.
"Oh, you're right about that, honey," said the woman. "Code enforcement is thankless work. People think the law means everybody except them. I'll tell you, the Herbs, the stress, this job has aged those Herbs something terrible. Their nerves are shot, their stomachs ruined. It's made them very bitter Herbs."
Adam Canfield of The Slash is 6 hours of fast-paced fun from Brilliance Audio Unabridged for only $26.95 on CD, just $24.95 on tape, or as MP3 files on CD.